Charlie Yeager on November 9th, 1992, and it's 10:35 in the morning. When were you born?
May 2nd,
1924. And where?
Well, I didn't last a bit.
Okay. How many sisters and brothers do you have?
We had six girls and six boys. Well, but more, we had more than that. I think we had a total of 21 in the family altogether, but a lot of them just dead.
Who are your parents?
My parents, mother's name was Alice Agger. Dad's name was John Agger.
How long have you lived in Marson Bay?
All my life.
All your life?
Oh, all my life.
Have you ever lived anywhere else?
No. I lived up in Anchorage in the Army. Well, out in Duluth and otherwise, lived right here.
Okay. What is your earliest memory? What's the first thing that you remember? Your oldest memory?
Years back, I can't remember how old I was, but I could remember when there was a sailing ship here. Be anchored out the bay here, and I can remember when a big ship hit the ocean, hit the rock up in Uyak Bay.
Did it sink?
Yes, it sunk up there. But I can't remember what area it was.
You remember that happening?
I remember when it happened. Yes. But Dad had all the lifeboats and picking up stuff in the water. We had a couple of lifeboats here till someone come and pick them back up.
Who was here when you were younger, when you were like in school, who was around,
when we lived in Lesbia here, were just two families, it was Carlson and the Agus. And Packernans used to live up in Uyak Bay. Of course, there'd be some trappers come in, stop by for a while, and go up to Uyak Bay or Zacher Bay hunting. There were just two families.
So the village must have looked a lot different then.
Yes, there was this trail. There was no one here, just us. When there was.
The cannery was here, though.
Cannery was here.
What did you like to do when you were growing up? Did you hunt?
I used to like a lot of hunting, duck hunting.
Duck hunting?
Yeah.
What did you hunt with?
We went out skiffs or out on a boat, walking.
Did you use a shotgun?
Shotgun.
Did you ever use a bow and arrow?
No, a shotgun, single barrel 12.
Who did you go with?
Most of the time I was by myself.
And you hunted ducks, were there deer when you hunted when you were
No, there was no deer here yet. Then I did a little weasel trap weasel fox.
You ever go bear hunting?
No. Oh, I went with some people, yes, once or twice.
When the deer came to the island?
Yeah, I can't remember now. About 25 years ago, 30 years ago now. I heard of deer being on the island. It took a little time for them to spread on the island.
What other animals were available for you to hunt? Around here besides the weasel and the fox.
There was a bear, and a seal, ducks. There was no rabbit yet, so he did it.
Did have the populations changed, the numbers of animals, have they gone up or down? Or?
Well, I know that. What do you mean?
like, have the number of seal dropped off?
Oh, yeah. I've known the ducks dropped off. I used to go out of ducks here before.
And they're not as many now.
But same with fish. They used to go out of fish here before. Salmon. Not as many.
Kind of all just mostly pinks, or were there reds? And
there was reds and pinks and silver. Dogs.
Did you fish when you were younger?
I fished with my dad. Just was 8 years old and up till I was able to run a boat myself. I fished all my life.
Have you ever fished for subsistence, or always part of a commercial fishing?
No, just part of commercial fishing. Dad did a subsistence fishing.
How old were you when you had your first? Run your own boat.
About 28 years old.
Did you ever play games when you were younger?
Play card games.
Card games?
Card games. Yeah. Nighttime, we'd play some card games. 700 Rummy. What a game.
What about any kind of the native games from old times?
No, I never played. But we played a lot of music. Mm-hmm. We started playing packs on our accordion and learned Dad, and we used to. And then the guy used to have music going every night. Fish up to Larsby, Canada here. the county had, oh, the 500-600 people were working here them days, and good labor was cheap labor, but there was a lot of fish them days.
Is it very profitable? Make a lot of money off of fishing?
Well, everything was, price of everything was low, cost and everything, and they made a lot of, made a lot of money. The warehouse seems to be, all this big warehouse in here in Larson Bay packed with fish. They cheap 100,000 cases every fall of the year. And, they didn't have, they just had hand trucks, and they only had one tractor, I guess. But it was mostly by hand work. They made their cans here in Larson Bay, their own can. Then they made the meal, made meal out of salmon and the oil, fish oil out of salmon, saved everything.
When did you start working?
Here in the cannery.
Was that your first job?
Yeah, well, I started here, can't remember that. I was about 17 years old.
But before that, you had fished with your dad?
I just worked here summertime for part of summer.
When was the salmon season when you were fishing with your father?
The salmon season used to open, I remember, the first of June till end of August, I think, yeah.
Did you go fish every day?
Yes, we fished every day. Yeah, 2-3 skip loads of fish a day here. And a lot of fish, wouldn't be able to take a lot of them. We had to get rid of a lot of them overboard. Get too much fish.
The cannery wouldn't take
them. Yeah, they were swamped fish.
So you brought all your fish to this cannery then?
Yes, they were tender pickets like I do now. Bought the cannery.
Who trained you to work on the boat?
My dad trained me to work on motor. Well, I used to watch him and kind of help him a little bit as he needed help. I learned from dad and worked on motor.
Did you learn by, you just learned by watching?
Just by watching.
What was it like to work in the cannery?
Well, for us, we were kind of young days, but I kind of liked it.
You did?
Yeah, I did. But we didn't get much pay. Like, we weren't thinking of pay, but thinking of working, and it's been nice.
What other kinds of jobs have you had besides fishing and working in the cannery?
No, nothing. Just, that was nothing good.
Was this typical for your age and the time in history? That did all the young men in the village work in the cannery and fish?
There was a few young people, just not, most of them were up in age or older. There were just a few of us children, kids here that worked.
Why did you work? You said it was fun.
There was nothing to do, and they asked to work for a while, go to work for a while, so we just worked along with them.
Why did you start fishing?
We used to live up here summertime, because Dad went Gilman again, we stayed up here in the fall of the year. Went down to Cardiff, went to school down there before this school opened up here. And we followed to Cardiff, come back in the spring again.
Did you spend your winters in Cardiff?
Yes, we spent our winters in Cardiff.
Who was down in Cardiff at that time?
There was a lot of people in Cardiff. I think of all, but there was 200-300 people living there before in Cardiff.
Did you That's a lot. That's a large population.
Yeah,
and
with children now, and then there was some kind of epidemic that came on that a lot of them was dying. I think they had TB, tuberculosis, and every other day you'd see a half mass of the church that, you know, there's people dying on.
And then you moved to Larson Bay permanently?
Well, let's see. I think 38 or something, 1938, somewhere around there. 38. That's when we moved to Larson Bay permanently, I think it was 38.
What kind of work do you like to do now? Do you have hobbies or projects?
Well, I like to do now is work on motors or trucks.
Francis, the stories of Perlichka.
Who?
Perlichka, when the anthropologist who came to the village and took the...
Oh, yes, take the bones out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we were here with somebody. Yeah, they'd go dig it, could go over there in the morning and then come back in the evening every day. They were here summertime. Took a lot of bones out of here, skulls or what do you call.
How old were you? Very quite young then when that happened.
Yes, I can't remember how old I was. I can't remember what year it was either. Yeah, we were here.
It happened in the summertime.
Yeah, summertime.
I want to ask you about the wars. You said you served in the Army. Is that the only branch of the armed forces that you served in?
Yes, in the Army.
And when was that?
1944. What? Yeah, I think.
For World War II?
43, 45, 45. Yeah, World War II.
Did you serve in Korea or Vietnam?
No, I was in the Aleutian Islands here.
How old were you?
I was 19.
Why were you enlisted? Did you enlist or were you drafted?
I was drafted. Then I think I was drafted when we were 18.
What was it like to be in the Aleutians during World War II?
It was something new, and it's out there, it blows a lot. And it was kind of scary because the Japs was out there and they get out the island, but month before we get out there, they were driven out by American forces, and they all said they're gonna come back. And, you know, try to come back a few times, but we turned them around, but got them back to where they started from. The island I was on out there was Shimei Island, next to it, it was 35 miles from Attu. Just a big airstrip. It's 4 miles long by 2 miles wide. The island is flat island.
What did you do for the Army?
I just worked Fort McAllister. I was 208 infantry first, and I was transferred to Ford Company with drive trucks.
Did you learn any of your mechanical skills there?
No, I didn't do any mechanical work out there.
Where were you during Korea?
I was here at Larson Bay.
In Vietnam?
Pardon?
In Vietnam.
I was here at Larson Bay.
Did things change during wartime in the village?
Like what?
Like, did you have to stop hunting, or did they stop school, or
work
schedules change?
I think it was the same as, you know, what it was then.
What are some of the major events or memories of your life that were important to you? major event in your life, a very vivid memory in your life?
Well, it's like fishing time came, go out fishing. Summer, summer was here again. And the winters here years ago was cold, and a lot of snow, and it didn't blow too much, but a lot of snow and it was always cold. But nowadays it's a lot different.
What's your most memorable event that happened while you were in the Army? Or during World War II?
Well, like what?
Were you in a battle, or did something exciting happen?
No, I wasn't on a battle, but we stood by for a battle. And it was always ready. They always had blackouts. It was always blackouts out there at night time, till after the war ended.
Was it blackout here before you joined the...
Yeah, United? We had blackouts in Lexington, didn't we?
1940 to 1943.
Yeah, well, when he first, Pearl Harbor was bombed the first year and a half or a year, whatever, it was kept blacked out here for a while.
Do you remember when Alaska came to statehood? When they were deciding if Alaska should be a state?
Yeah, I think so, really.
Did you hear much about it out here?
No. I heard talk about it and stuff. Paid some attention.
Did you have television?
Pardon?
Did you have television out?
No, we didn't have television.
Radio?
Just a radio.
Was there a radio station in Kodiak?
Yeah. Yes.
What were your feelings about it? Do you still think it's a good idea?
I think so.
Do you remember ANSCA, Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act?
I heard a little on that, yes, it paid too much attention to that. Yeah.
1971.
Yeah, some, you know, a few about men pay too much attention.
It wasn't a major event then, out here?
No. Often I don't hear people.
When did they first have electricity out here?
In the village, this is about 18 years ago now.
Is that it?
I think so.
So what did you use before electricity?
We used gas lamp, kerosene lamp for lights. Then we had our own light plant, portable light. We get the fuel from the cannery. But the fuel.
Did people have cars or three-wheelers then?
No, I think I was the only one that had a few couple of Jeeps here. There was no, I was the only one, I think. And a postmaster. There were just two Jeeps here.
So you mostly everybody got around on foot then, or?
Yeah, my God, that's my foot. Didn't have the roads here, they're just trails. Didn't have no many houses here, but now.
So when you said the first planes, they first started getting air service after statehood, correct?
What?
They first started having planes after statehood, is that correct? Or did they?
I think yes. Well, they used to be playing before then, but just bought the fishermen to Bristol Bay, or they didn't fly space. Used to be transportation, used to be most by boat. Kojak and back. Mail boat.
They had a mail boat.
Yeah, they had a mail boat. Took mail out of Ireland twice a month.
Twice a month?
Yeah.
How did, so the way you got the Kodiak was by
boat? By boat, I got a Kodiak.
Where else did you travel around the island?
Just a Kodiak.
And Carlick?
Carlick. Mechanic.
When was your first plane ride?
Yeah, I can't remember, but I had to go to the Navy, come and get me on a Navy plane. We were coming back, I'll come back to town on the mail boat, and Navy destroyer ran into cut a boat in half. Then the Navy came over, the plane picked me up.
How did you hear the draft letter? Did you get a draft letter?
Yes, we got a draft letter.
It came on the mail boat.
On the mail boat.
Then where did you go from there? Did you have to go to Kodiak?
We had to go to Kodiak and examine and everything. Then it's time for us to go to Anchorage or wherever to go to training.
How did you get to Anchorage?
We went on a Alaska Airlines plane. Then we had an army plane that took some people in.
So the only places you really travel around the island are Carlick, Kodiak, and Larsen Bay?
Yes. And I went to Sitka one time for a trip years ago.
Where else have you been?
Sitka.
You've never been out of the States?
I haven't been out of the States.
Would you like to go somewhere? About your family, you had lots of sisters and brothers.
Yes.
And where are they now?
Well, they're a lot of them dead, and there's four or five girls left, and four boys now living.
Where are you in the? Are you the oldest or the youngest?
No, I'm next to the oldest. From the boys.
How did you meet Alberta?
Alberta was here. She's one. The other family in Larsen Bay beside us. There were just two families lived here, like I said, years ago when we first moved here. It was Alberta's family and our family.
And Alberta was a Carlson?
She was a Carlson, yes.
So you knew her your whole life?
Yes, I knew all that. My sister used to go play with her, playmates, all I could do, you know. And we got to know them pretty well. My daughter, we raised them and lived with them.
When did you get married?
40 years. I guess 40 years ago I was married.
Did you get married here in Larsen Bay? Is there anything else you want to tell me, or tell David?
Well, not much, but I could tell about a story I got from Kodiak on the mail boat.
Go ahead.
You know, went to Kodiak to get my finger, sort of chopped my finger with an axe. Coming back a few days later, we come to Quail Pass, there were Navy destroyer ran over the boat and sunk the boat. There was 15 of us on the boat, and two of them drowned. the mail boat is loaded down with mail and freight. Everything was lost. And that's where I cut my finger. I was inside a pilot house and was going down and finally get out, broke a window and get out. And I was all cut up. And it was just like a dream, you know.
Was it at night or in the daytime?
It was daytime, about 3 o'clock. It was a little windy, probably about 15, but towards the time it happened, it calmed down, but it was cold. I think it was 15 degrees. Destroyer just cut it right in half, and it seemed like it took a long time to get to us. We were sinking, and we were sinking real slow. And it wasn't for a big air water tank up the bow there where it went down faster, but big tank had the air locked somehow, and the boat was sinking slow. You got to hold this boat a cable and tie it onto it. Started fishing around looking for the other bodies that was in there and couldn't find them, so the skipper, whoever was in charge of the ship, told them to cut the cable, and they cut the cable and down with the boat.
But you said 12 survived, 13
survived. Yeah, 15 it was out, 13 it was survived.
And how did you survive once you were in the water?
They came over and picked us up, but it seemed like it took a long time for them. When you're in the water, and kind of shook up, excited, it seemed like you'll never get picked up, you know.
The Navy picked you up?
The Navy picked us up, yes. Took us back and took us into Kodiak, and was there for about 1.5 months.
Do you have to wait in Kodiak for another ride out to Larson?
Yes, we chartered old fishing tender, and the bunch that was on the boat, we chartered that to Larson Bay and Karluk. And that's how we get back here. Can't think of anything except years ago.
Are you guys?
They used to come up here trapping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring carved to Uyak Bay and do the hunting like that.
So are you taking some
oral
kind
history
of
for David Bauman?
Are you out there right now?
Pardon?
For David Bauman.
And that's all.
That's all
I can think of.
Okay. Go ahead. The Navy boat that ran into your the mail boat, what time of year was that?
It was December, was it 7th, I think? It was December month somewhere around there.
Okay. Because you said it was cold. I
yeah.
Oh,
15 degrees.
Wow. Wasn't he with you then?
No.
What?
Where did you live in Larson Bay?
Where
did you live in Larson Bay besides this house?
Well, pastor.
I lived right there.
No.
About half a mile from
yeah.
here.
Down at the old part of the village?
Yeah, the old part of the village.
When you moved to Larson Bay, and you said 1938 about to live here full-time,
yeah,
was that when the school opened up here?
I think so. Pretty close to there.
Okay, and before that you
spent... See, when that car looked.
That's it. Thank you.
Which one was that?